This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it a bad thing to clean off a stranger's backup camera? It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. This has become my winter obsession that I will clean all the backup cameras with the cars at our house so that everybody can see. And then my son busted me on doing this when we were leaving the gym to somebody else's car. I didn't even realize I was doing it to somebody else's car.
I think, you know, you're trying to do a good deed, but good deeds don't go unpunished. What is the saying?
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be touching other people's cars. Keep your fingers off my car.
Now that I did it to that stranger's car, I thought this might be a thing I should start doing to all of your cars. Jay, the man. Mailman,
hey,
calling in from Milwaukee. Good morning. What did you want to say, Jay?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I think that's wrong of you to do that, and I agree with Radar. I mean, what if the sensors were, you know, too sensitive?
Yeah. Or
what if they have a backup camera just checking up on you? I mean, you
so
never
don't
know.
Do it.
I mean, and what if somebody hit their car and then they're gonna think that you did it or you were trying to like hide it or something?
Oh no, and what if I like ruined the camera and then
you scratched it?
I know, with my nail or something. I scratched the lens. I wonder though, the car that I did that to, I'm very curious. That car was filthy. If they went in reverse, I would love to have been a fly on the wall. And if they thought, oh my gosh, I couldn't see out the back window when I got here. I could see out the back rear camera now. This
Looking
is
over
amazing.
To their sweetie or their kid. Did you do that?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was the backup camera
cleaner.
Fairy.
I don't know.
I'm the camera cleaner.
Yeah, but what if at the house? Yeah, it's your family. You guys know each other, but on a stranger car?
Don't touch the stranger's
Jay,
car.
Jay, we got a text in the Siding Unlimited text line. Good morning, Elizabeth. I hate to say it, but your son is right. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't be touching other people's cars.
All right.
True.
Okay.
I agree with that.
More of you are saying I was wrong to do it. Thanks for the call, Jay. Jay, good luck delivering the mail. I know it's been kind of mild, but that weather's going to shift.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, guys.
You got it, buddy.
You got hot hands on you, or do you like those heated vests? What do you wear?
Well, no, I don't wear a heated vest. I mean, I wear one of those thermal coveralls.
Okay.
And a jacket. I think that's it.
Because you're moving. Because you're hustling.
Oh,
that's why.
It's so cold, though, Jay, man.
True.
Thanks for what you do, buddy.
Yeah, keep up the great work, Jay. We appreciate you.
No problem, guys. Thank
you. Bye. All right. Now, Uber driver Donna, a regular on the show. Say hi to our Madison friends that are listening now.
Hello, Madison. Welcome in. Listen more.
So, yeah, this is the deal. Our listeners have nicknames. They love to give themselves nicknames. We give out nicknames. And then when you call in, you got to identify yourself as that. And we just had back-to-back mixers. So, Uber driver Donna, if your backup camera was dirty and you drive a lot, wouldn't you appreciate if somebody else was cleaning it off for you?
Yes, I would. Because a lot of the times I see, even being out, I see people don't even turn their heads like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
Before backup cameras were a thing.
See, that was me.
So
I rely on that thing so much.
Up with their backup cameras, and if they're dirty, they aren't going to see anything but a little smudge.
So we had Jay the mailman say, don't be touching the car. Uber driver Donna says, yes, be touching it. So we need somebody to kind of break this tie. 414-432-1099. Should she touch the camera and clean it off, Elizabeth, walking up to other people's cars, or should she just mind her own, keep your hands to yourself?
Look, more texts are coming in here, Radar. I'm seeing the mixers send it. I think Uber driver Donna, you're the only one that is saying do this. And look, I meant well. I don't want to think about hurting somebody, like ruining someone else's car or breaking something.
Somebody wants to walk out of the gas station, walk out of Quick Trip, walk out of the restaurant and say, hey, that's my car. I touch myself. You keep your hands off.
But wait, how would you feel, speaking of Quick Trip, if you walked out and you saw a stranger cleaning your windows?
I'd be like, get away. What are you doing?
You would.
Yeah. So it's the same thing.
It is kind of the same thing.
Because what else are you doing? get away from the cars.
Well, I mean,
but if I'm putting gas in your car?
Oh, putting gas in the car, I'm totally fine with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.